Dawn Butler is a Labour MP. She introduced Jeremy Corbyn's speech this morning. Welcome to PM.
Hi.
On the Financial Times website this afternoon, its headline was Corbyn channels Trump with launch of populist campaign. Would you dispute any of that?
Absolutely. I'm not quite sure. Trust the paper to come up with that kind of headline after such an amazing speech that clearly outlined where the Labour Party has always been, but where the Labour Party will like to take our country, because the direction which this current Theresa May's government is taking the country is most definitely backwards.
But I wonder whether you think some of the terms he used and used repeatedly wouldn't have been out of place in a Trump speech. And by the way, Trump won. Overturn this racket, end this rigged system, the media and establishment, the establishment and their followers in the media. It's a rigged system, cozy cartels holding the country's wealth, a system rigged for wealth extractor, those at the top who leech off. If you don't like Trump, could it not have come out of the mouth of Bernie Sanders?
No, I mean, I think what we need to start doing, we are 2 days into a general election, and I think it's really important that we start looking at Labour's policies.
Right,
we
start talking about the policy to overturn the rigged system.
And we start talking about Labour's policy. I think
that's
it does nobody any favours to try and compare Jeremy Corbyn to Trump. I think what people want to do and what they want to hear is what Labour will do and what a Labour government will do for our country.
So how will Labour... the third time of asking, forgive me, how will Labour overturn the rigged system that Jeremy Corbyn was talking about?
Labour will make this country fairer, and that's how they will overturn the rigged system. Theresa May is trying to... This election is Theresa May trying to rig democracy in our country.
Forgive me, I'm looking for more detail than saying you'll make things fairer.
Yeah, well, you're talking about how Jeremy will overturn a rigged system. And
yes,
what I'm trying to explain to you is how the Conservative Party and how Theresa May's government operates in terms of rigging the system. And one example of Theresa May trying to rig the system is her calling this election. Because what Theresa May has clearly said
I'm very sorry, you've asked me to talk about your policies, and I'm very happy to do that, which is really what I'm asking you. Time and again, it was the rigged system.
Yeah, and I'm trying to explain to you about...
You're telling me what's wrong with the Conservatives. I'm saying, how will Labour, to use Jeremy Corbyn's phrase in his speech, how will Labour overturn the rigged system? People are looking for detail.
I was trying to give you some detail in terms of how the system is currently rigged and how we will overturn it. But to do that, you first of all need to understand how the rigging takes place. So I was trying to just give one example,
okay,
and that's the current situation that we're in terms of this general election,
and
in terms of how the Conservative Party always try to rig and trying to rig the democracy.
But another example. No, don't talk over me, Dawn Butler. Labour supported the election. Now, if the calling of the election was rigged, why did Labour support it?
No, it's a rigged... They're trying to rig the system. Labour supported it because it will give us an opportunity to talk about Labour's policies...
Which I'm asking
..around the NHS, around Brexit, around education. It gives us an opportunity to talk about our policies.
I'm sorry, but Brexit was what Jeremy Corbyn didn't want to talk about in his speech today. We've asked you to talk about the content of his speech.
Yeah,
we used the clip. He said Theresa May wants to talk about Brexit. We want to talk about things that people care about. Now, in terms of rigging the system, which was the central theme of his speech, I'm looking for policy detail on how Labour will overturn that system.
Okay, so I'm trying to explain about systems that are rigged. One of them they're trying to rig is this general election and is our democracy. Do you not agree that they're trying to change the way our country operates in terms of democracy and trying to rig the system? Or do you not agree with that? Because what I'm trying to explain to you, and I'm sorry if I'm not making myself clear, but what I'm trying to say to you, for instance, when David Cameron said he wanted to change the number of MPs from 650 to 600, was trying to rig our democracy. Was trying to rig the system.
So how many MPs will there be once Labour gets into power?
how many MEPs will there be in total?
Yes.
650. Because Theresa May currently calling the election at this time means that there will not be the boundary changes as they've been laid out in Parliament.
But would Labour reduce or increase the number of MPs?
No, Labour wouldn't increase or reduce. Labour will keep the current number of MPs. There's not part of our manifesto to reduce the number of MPs.
Okay. When he talked in his speech today, he said we don't accept it's natural for Britain to be governed by a ruling elite, the city and the tax dodgers. Let's take the middle part of that. What will Labour do in office about the city?
Labour will make sure that the city is run, and I know you don't like this word, I'm really sorry, but fairly. So people pay their taxes instead of trying to avoid their taxes, instead of trying to create havens, tax-free havens elsewhere. Labour will ensure that those people who should be paying their taxes in this country pay their taxes in this country.
So what laws will change to make that happen?
There'll be more transparency in the law, ensuring that large corporations have to show their tax returns so everybody gets to see that the taxes are being paid fairly.
Ah, but that's not making them pay more tax. That's just letting people see the tax they pay.
Yes, but the ultimate result at the end of that will be if you have to be transparent in what you're doing, the likely results will be that you will pay what you should be paying. At the moment, it is clear that those people, very high owners and tax corporations and businesses such as Costa Coffee, etc., who don't pay their full taxes in this country, will have to pay their taxes in this country.
You're sure about Costa Coffee? That's what you're saying?
Well, I've said Costa Coffee from memory, but let me not say that definitively. But what I'm saying to you is the Conservatives will not take on these tax dodgers, and Labour saying that everybody needs to pay their fair share and those with the broadest shoulders will pay them more.
Thank you, Dawn Bottle.